Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 4 of Hot Mess with Alex Earle. Today, we're doing something a little bit different. We are in Paris. I'm standing under the Eiffel Tower. Everyone's looking at me like I am crazy, but that's okay. I needed to bring you guys on this trip with me. It just felt right. And I'm on this trip with my little sister, Ashton. She's been studying abroad in Florence, so I flew her out to Paris with me. We have a lot to talk about. And first off, I think we just need to sit here. We have a little picnic blanket. I want you to meet my sister because I don't think you guys really know her yet. Some of you might know her from my TikTok videos, but you guys don't really know her and you need to get to know her. So welcome to Paris. Oui, oui. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier, and you guys know how much I love to have a good time, and I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. Welcome to Paris.
Oui, oui, bonjour. We're literally in the middle of a park. We just put a blanket down. I think this is like the walkway. I don't really think anyone is supposed to sit here, but this is the best angle and view.
This is just a quick reminder for everyone to subscribe and like the show. I forgot to say that the past few episodes, and I think I need you guys to do that. So if you could subscribe and like the show, so we can keep it going, and you know,
follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, and follow Ashton.
Follow me.
Ashton, really, what's cool. Your plugs?
Oh, just at Ashton Earle.
It's taken us so long to set this up.
Alex was running around with her little suitcase all over trying to find a spot to sit.
I just was like, I don't want to film in the hotel room if we're in Paris. Like, we have to sit in front of the Eiffel Tower. But I brought Ashton with me. She's my little sister. She has been studying abroad in Florence. And I was like, let's do a Paris episode together. She's 2 years younger than me. We've always been super close since we were little. Sometimes we will, like, fight, though, and bicker. Just like sisters, though. But, you know.
It's always your fault.
It's your fault.
No.
You're so slow.
Well, you're the high-strung one who can't ever just calm down for a
well,
second.
Well, you're too calm. You never get high-strung.
Well,
you need a little fire under your ass.
You need a little chill pill.
So we're like total opposites. I'm kind of like crazier and anxious. Ashton like doesn't know what like getting anxious means.
I mean, I have anxiety, but it's different than like that.
We were walking today, and I kid you not, her legs are 3 times the size of mine, and she was a mile behind me. I'm like, Ashton, move it, like walk. And like as fast as she tries to walk, she will just never be close to me because she is so slow.
Well, I just like to take my time, but I actually have a funny story.
What?
Ever since being abroad, I've traveled a lot, and I have missed 3 trains and a flight. Because I take my time. Because I'm just like, oh, no, it's fine. Like, me and my friend Alyssa, who are staying here, we're both too chill. And we were like, had to leave for our, actually, we were leaving for a bus. But we literally had like 10 minutes to get to the bus station. We were like, let's just have one glass of wine before we go. And then, you know, as it happened, we missed our bus.
Speed it up, bitch. Finish the story.
And neither of us are capable of freaking out, which is kind of a problem, I think. I need someone like you in my life, but you piss me off, so I don't know.
Love you.
Love you too.
We're like best friends.
Yeah.
We really are.
We are. It's so cute of us.
We're the bestest of friends, but we bicker. Like, sisters bicker, and it's kind of those fights where we will, like, argue with each other and, like, punch each other and say, like, I hate you, yeah. And then we, like, look at each other and we just start laughing. Like, last night, Ashton passed out on the bed, and I was like, get up, you stupid bitch. Like, go to bed. And she's like, fuck you. Like, let me sleep on the couch. She's fully clothed in her makeup, holding her phone in her hand. I'm like, go to bed. We got some wine from a man on the street. It's really disgusting. It was way too expensive. It was like $40, but anything this for hot
like
mess.
The tourist wine that they walk around in like little plastic buckets, and they're like, "You want wine?" And Alex is like, "Yeah, I want wine." And then he's like, "Cash." And she like looks at me because I don't. She of course doesn't have any cash. I spend $40 on this disgusting wine. Love you.
It's worth it.
So worth it.
See, look how bougie we look with our little wine cups.
I know.
Right
when
now.
We said we were gonna drink wine, I imagined like having like a wine glass, but.
I thought we were going to have a picnic with, like, baguettes. I thought we were going to be sitting on grass. We were on, like, the gravel in front of the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, what's with that?
Everyone is like, who are these American bitches? Go back to the States. Get out of here.
That's actually,
but I'm
like,
loving Paris.
Oh, Paris is amazing.
I think I need to move here.
Oh, and I am.
I found, like, a lot of French girlies here who I love, and they're like, love the podcast, love your TikTok, and I'm like, I love you. We've gone out. We've partied with them. We have a lot to unravel here. So actually, the first night that I was here, I went for dinner in the Eiffel Tower. Like, up there, we went in an elevator. And I have kind of a problem with, like, claustrophobia. Like, not too much, but I hate elevators and I hate, like, tight, crowded spaces. So we're going to have dinner in the Eiffel Tower. It's on the, like, first level right there. And we get into this elevator. And the elevator has, like, when I tell you 30 to 40 people in it, I was like, oh, I'm okay. Like, I'll wait for the next one. And they were like, well, you can either, like, get in the edge of this one by the door, or you're going to have to go all the way in the corner of the next cart. And I was like, okay, like, I'll just get in. We get in, and it is, like, a subway or, like, a train at, like, the airport. Like, when it goes, everyone goes like this.
Oh, no.
And it's because the Eiffel Tower is built, like, it is. It's sideways. Like, you're not going straight up. You're going, like, through the structuring, and you see the rope. Yeah.
Do you all just, like, lean on each other?
Yeah. I just fell on everyone. And you go sideways like this. You go,
wait, that's crazy.
And, yeah, you're flying. You can probably see them now. See? Where? They're flying sideways through the air. And I did not like it one bit. I was having anxiety every single second of it. Yeah. But right up there on that first level is where I was having dinner.
Do you think there's drugs in this wine? I do feel goofy.
Ashton and I grew up together, so she probably knows me better than anyone.
Unfortunately.
She's like my built-in best friend. Sometimes she doesn't like me, but she has to like me, so she has no choice.
You just drive me crazy a little bit.
Why?
Because, like, how you just, like, flip a switch in your temper and you get mad for no reason.
Well, you make me mad.
I don't do anything to make you mad.
Yes,
you're
you
just like, you make up things in your mind that make you mad, and they would not make any other person in the entire world.
I have a perfect
mad.
Example of how Ashton makes me mad.
Okay.
We're in high school, and I come into her room, and she's sitting in bed, and across the room is her backpack.
No, I was not sitting in bed. I was sleeping with the lights off.
Okay. So I go in to Ashton's room, and I just needed flashcards because I was studying, because I'm studious. Like, I just wanted to write my stuff down from a test, and I knew she had flashcards. So I go into her room, I turn on the light, she's like, I'm sleeping.
I was like, I'm sleeping. Why would you just turn the lights on? Like,
because
that is a normal reaction for
not
when
really.
Someone walks into your room while you're sleeping and just turns on all the lights. Are you kidding me? That is a normal reaction.
Oh, God
to
forbid
be-
that I want to study. So, see, she's so dramatic. You can already see her getting worked up. So, I come in, and I'm like, I just need the flashcards. She's like, no. And she...
No, you go, do you have flashcards? And I go, no, I don't. Get out. I'm sleeping.
But I knew she had them. I knew she did.
No, for the record, I didn't. Because eventually, I was like, here, look through my fucking backpack. I don't have them. I wouldn't lie.
Okay, just let me tell the story. I win
this story, by the way.
Oh,
actually,
God,
no.
She does not win. She won to my mom because of what happened. Wait. So I go in. I'm like, okay, I just need these flashcards. She's like, I don't have flashcards. I'm like, can I just check? And she's like, no, I don't have them. And I'm like, but can I just check? And she's like, no. And I'm like, if you just let me walk over there, check that you don't have them, I will leave your room and go to bed. But I just want to, like, check and see if you have them. And she's being so stubborn.
Okay.
Wouldn't let me walk across the room. We had a 30-minute fight over this. It could have been done in 10 seconds.
In my defense, I didn't have flashcards. And I was trying to go back to sleep. But
that's not the point. You should have just let me check.
But I didn't have them. Why didn't you believe me?
So then I... was like, I don't care, whatever. She won't let me come in. We're going back and forth. I'm like, what can I throw at her? What can I throw at her head?
Yes, because that's a normal reaction for someone doesn't let you have their flashcards.
Well, because she's crazy. So I'm like, what's my nearest weapon? And I
I'm the crazy one.
I'm not crazy. This is normal. I take a straightener and I just threw it at her because I was
chucks
like,
it.
Stop.
Square in the face.
I didn't mean to hit her in the face, but I did hit her in the face.
And then I got a bloody nose.
And then my mom comes in the room because she hears Ashton crying.
Well, I'm crying with a bloody nose.
Oh my God, it was like 2 drops of blood.
And not the point. I was sleeping and then I somehow ended up with a bloody nose.
But all you could have just let me check for the flashcards.
I didn't have flashcards.
But if you just let me check, I would have left. Anywho, so my mom comes in. She's
that
screaming.
Does not justify you throwing a straightener at my face.
And obviously my mom took her side because she had a bloody nose. Mom always takes her side though because Ashton's like the baby. Like Ashton was the youngest and I was the oldest. This was like before our little siblings. Like you were just the baby. So you always got like all the attention and all the praise
because you would always beat me up,
but you were just a baby about it.
Well,
like
yes.
I would like be like this and she'd be like,
well then I realized I could use it to my advantage a little bit, which
she cries wolf. She's like, Alex hit me, and I'm like, I didn't hit you.
I started to do that, but at the beginning it was because you would mom always believed me because you would always hit me and always beat me up. So,
well, you could hit me back.
I started. That's just not my thing. I just.
Ashton and I are polar opposites. We're like black cat, golden retriever. Except, like, I think I am more fun than you, but you're really fun. But you're a little bit more quiet and like shy and reserved. And I'm more like crazy, like, like, what's everyone doing? Like,
I'm still
all
fun,
sorts
though.
Of that. No, you are fun. You are.
Thank you.
We've had fun together. But even in relationships, we're super different. Like, I was actually just talking about this with my therapist, and she was kind of explaining how, like, this works. Like, I'm more, like, avoidant attachment issues. So I'm, like, I'm good with myself, and, like, you can be there if you want to be there. I'm not saying this is right. I'm just saying this is, like, how I am. I'm more, like, secure with myself, and, like, I don't feel like I ever, like, really need someone, but it's, like, nice to have someone. And you're, like, the opposite.
You call me insecure?
No, no.
No, I am. It's okay.
No, no.
She's like, no.
But you're more, like...
The opposite.
You like, rely on, like, the other person a little bit more.
That's, like... I feel like that's, like, fun, though. Just to have someone, like, do everything for
you. You're, like, make my decisions for me.
Yeah, I'm, like, I don't want to do anything. Like, you...
Ashton's like, a princess.
Yeah.
She's always been that way. She's just like a little like diva princess.
I'm not a diva. I like to be babied.
She likes to be pampered and babied.
I like to be babied. Is that so wrong?
That's wrong.
I don't think that's a bad thing to be babied sometimes. I am independent though.
Okay.
I'm living alone.
I will say Ashton has become a whole new person. If you knew her last year, no you didn't, because she just blossomed the past few months that she's been abroad, because I knew this was gonna happen. I was like so excited.
Scratch my back like that. I'm sorry.
I love you. So I was like, she's just so great and I just love her so much. So she went abroad and she blossomed into a new person. She's so like confident and found herself. And I think you really needed that. She needed to leave the U.S. She went through a bad breakup. And
a bad breakup.
A heartbreak.
Yeah.
Heartbreak. And she, you know, she needed to leave the country to start over.
I don't want to go back into the country.
She has 45 boyfriends.
I wish.
And she's killing it and she's loving life, and we need to like talk to you guys about how she has been doing abroad, what abroad is like, because I didn't study abroad in college. We'll get into this. I was supposed to and I dropped out 2 weeks before, and I think everything happens for a reason. No, I think for me it's better that I didn't go, but for you it's better that you did go.
If I didn't go, I'd probably be like in a depression hole right now.
Yeah. And bonsoir.
Your French is so bad.
Wait, I feel like that was good. No. I feel like I used a little bit of an accent there.
Every time you're like, merci, I'm like, no.
What is it? Merci?
Merci. Merci. I don't know. Just like, don't say merci. Like, try a little bit.
I'm the most uncultured person here. Everyone's like, where are you from? I'm from like London. I'm from Ireland. I'm from Paris. And I'm like, I'm from New Jersey. Like
it is really humbling telling people you're from New Jersey when you're in Europe. I don't know why.
Or like, just like from the States in general. Like,
I know.
I would rather be from Europe.
I want to
move shopping here today. And the guy asked me, he was like, are you, where are you from? I was like, oh, I live in Miami. And he's like, oh, well, I thought you were like from Greece or something. I was like, thank you.
That is the best compliment. Yeah. When someone's like, I thought you were Italian.
Ashton got told she was Latina.
Oh my God. That is like, I was like, so you think I'm hot? Like, if someone thinks you're Latina, that means they think you're hot.
We could play like a who's more. Oh, you did you just spill all over my jacket?
No.
Again,
I am very,
if you're watching this, I did not spill anything on the clothes that you gave me.
I do have to say I'm a very clumsy person.
You're clumsy and I'm messy.
Yeah, there's a difference though.
Yeah, like you can't walk.
I can't hold a drink without getting it.
My God, growing up, Ashton, so she would spill every single drink at the restaurant when we were little.
But I was always the one to cry about
and
it.
And she would bawl her eyes out because she didn't.
So embarrassed.
She didn't understand the concept of people like laughing with you, not at you. So like she spilled her drink and we'd all be like, ha ha ha.
I was like
and
the shyest little girl ever. Like so shy. I like someone would like look at me the wrong way. I would just start crying and like curl into a ball. Like when I would spill a glass of something at a restaurant and even at home. Like, I would cry at home if I spilled a glass
Ashton
of water in
front
of mom.
Ashton was such a little, like, baby. She couldn't even... She still, like, I think just learned how to order food at a restaurant.
Shut up. No, I didn't.
Okay, Ashton. Like, literally until 2 years ago, you'd be like, can I have a hot
okay,
dog?
I could order. I was just...
Please, can I have the mac and cheese? I don't know.
I was just quiet.
Yeah, like, but why is it scary to order food?
It's not scary. I learned that a while ago. I'm just quiet. I just don't speak up. But I'm working on it.
Yeah, you're better.
Thank you.
She said something today.
What'd
I
say?
We went to go get macaroons. She really learned how to speak up for herself, but I think it came off a little bitchy.
Oh, I don't think that was a big deal.
We go in to get these macaroons, and we've been like talking all trip about these macaroons. We go in, and we like knew the flavors we wanted. She was like, oh, can I have like the rose, the raspberry, the chocolate, and the vanilla? He goes... Oh, and the pistachio. And he was like, we're out of the raspberry, the rose, the chocolate, the pistachio. And Ashton was like, what the fuck? That was every flavor I wanted. And the guy was like, ha.
Well, I was like laughing when I said it, right?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't think things sound as funny coming out of our mouths because we both have like pretty bad RBFs, which is
an RBF problem.
RBF is a resting bitch face. And like, I have a bad one. I think she may have a worse one. Like,
I also have a very dry sense of humor.
Me
so
too.
People just think
me
I'm
too.
Being mean. And I'm like, why would you think I'm mean? Like, yeah. I'm the nicest person
I have,
person
like,
ever.
Positive, happy thoughts floating through my mind. And all of a sudden, my face is, like, anger, death. I want to kill you.
Yeah.
I have this photo of me, actually, from my freshman year of college. And I said to all the girls, I was like, you know, like, I really want to be the nice girl. Like, you know, I want to be, like... different than I was in high school. Not that I was a bitch in high school, but like I just want to be a better person. Like I want to like up my game. And she took a photo of me sitting on the bed and she's like, look at your face right now as you're saying this. And I'm literally like,
yeah,
like I just can't help it. So I'm really trying to work on it.
No,
but Ashton's is really bad. RBF.
Yeah,
max.
I have that problem really bad.
It's our Earl genes.
All of my friends are like, yeah, I thought you were a huge bitch before I met you, but you're actually like the nicest person ever.
That's what everyone says to me. I thought you were a bitch before I met you.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, fuck me.
You know that like trend on TikTok where it's like looks like could kill you is a cinnamon roll?
Yeah.
Everyone says that about me because I'm a cinnamon roll.
Would you say I'm a cinnamon roll?
No. Like, yes, like, you are very nice, but...
I'm not a cinnamon roll.
You're not a cinnamon roll. Is there, like,
I'm
an
like
in-between?
I'm like a baguette. What am I? I think I'm a baguette. I'm kind of hard on the outside and, like, soft and yummy.
ew. You're, like, looks like could kill you, would kill you.
If I need to kill you, I
but
would
you're
kill
also
you.
Very nice. Like, you're not just, like, a straight-up bitch all the time.
I'm not a bitch ever. Only if I need to be a bitch. Yeah, no, and the only time necessary. I am a bitch is if I'm standing up for myself or my friends or my sister.
That's my problem. Alex always stood up for me, which, thank God, because I could never stand up for myself. I still can't. That's something I'm still working on.
I would, like, on girls that bullied her. Oh, no. The police are here.
Are they going to arrest us?
Are we in trouble?
No.
Hi.
Hi.
Bonsoir.
The only French word I can ever think of is merci. All I ever want to say is, I'm like, merci. I'm like, that just means thank you. What were we saying?
I've been saying bonsoir to everyone, and I don't know what that means. I think it means, like, good afternoon.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
Bon?
Bonsoir.
I thought it was von.
No, bon.
You just said von.
I said bon, but I'm saying it with my French accent, so it's bon. Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
For this episode, we are going to take you guys on our trip to Paris with us. We've been vlogging a little bit, and we need to tell you guys what's been happening, because I'm here for Paris Fashion Week, and a lot has been going on. I've been out till 7 a.m. every night, which is disgusting, but the time difference is really messing me up. Today was the first time I saw, like, daylight in Paris. Every other day, same. I was sleeping until, like, 4 p.m., and then I would just get up and, like, start doing my hair and makeup to go out. So I saw the daylight today. We went shopping. We got food. Let me play you guys a little vlog of what's been going on in Paris.
Can you go away? So Alex is honestly the best big sister ever. She always includes me in everything. Even when we were little kids, she would let me hang out with her friends, which I feel like is very rare. She's always stood up for me because I clearly can't stand up for myself. She's always stood up for me in fights, and, like, whenever I had a problem with girls or anything, even in high school, I remember she was like, let me text those bitches, and I was like, please don't text them. But yeah, no, she's really a great sister, and I couldn't be more grateful to have such an awesome built-in best friend.
Can I come back now?
I guess. Should we do runway walk because it's Paris Fashion Week?
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
It's Paris Fashion Week. I was invited to walk in a show that I did not, because if you've ever seen me walk before, I just can't shake it like Shakira like that. So I didn't do it. Okay, but I'm gonna show you how it would be if I was walking under the Eiffel Tower. Wait, I think I'm good.
I'm like,
hold on.
Okay, you go
by myself.
You go.
Don't steal my moment.
What? Oh my gosh, is that some Shalom Harlow?
I think there's drugs in this wine.
Wait, yeah, there is.
We need to go to dinner.
Ooh,
we need to.
I forgot about dinner.
We need to
get
out of here.
We should go.
This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. It's getting warmer outside. Summer is getting closer and closer, and that means you need to be extra careful about staying hydrated. Even something as simple as standing by the pool can be dehydrating, and one of the best ways to stay hydrated is Liquid IV. It's convenient, delicious, and one stick in 16 ounces of water works better than water alone. Just tear, pour, and live more. Honestly, when I think of summer, I think about music festivals and concerts, and you can easily slip some into your purse. Also, good for a beach day with the girls. Just bring it with you. You can never get enough hydration. Liquid IV is also a great option because it comes in so many flavors, including sugar-free options. It has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. Liquid IV is the perfect plus one for your adventures this summer. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code HOTMESS at checkout. That's 20% off with the code HOTMESS at liquidiv.com. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier. And you guys know how much I love to have a good time. And I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. Hello.
Hi.
We need to debrief you guys on what has been going on in Paris because I think it's almost time we need to get out of here.
Yeah.
So let me take you back. Let me start with my flight to Paris. I had a very great flight. I was flown out by a brand. They put me in first class. I was living lavish. I made a video TikTok vlog. I was like, wow, this is so bougie and nice. I'm having champagne. I don't think you guys understand how hot it was on this flight. Holy hell, I was dying on this flight. There was none of the like overhead switches. There was no airflow. So I'm sitting on this flight and it's an overnight, like a red eye. I'm like, okay, I should probably pass out, go to bed, but I can't sleep right now because it's so hot. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to like take my pants off because there was nothing else I could do at this point.
You took your pants off on the plane?
Yes, but
Alex,
there was nothing else I could do.
You can't do that.
Wait, listen.
There are other options.
No, there was no other options. I had a zip up hoodie on and sweatpants and a tank. So I took the hoodie off. I'm in my tank and my sweatpants. I took my socks off. My feet were out. It still was not enough. I was literally dripping in sweat. I had my handheld fan. There was nothing I could do.
You can't take your pants off on an airplane.
Well, I had a blanket over me. So
why don't you just take the blanket off of you and leave your pants on?
Because the sweatpants were thick. So this is the last. I'm bringing 10 layers next time I go because I need to be able to strip down. I had to take off my pants, get into my thong on the airplane, and I was like, you know what? It's fine. I'm just going to like be in my underwear. I'll put the like light blanket they had over me and I'm going to go to bed. But the problem with that is that when you're sleeping, I feel like you toss and turn.
Yeah.
So I'm like, there's a possibility that I'm going to toss and turn on this flight right now and everyone's going to see like my left butt cheek.
Did you wake up like ass out?
No, but I was like, there's no other option for me at this point. I would rather everyone see my bare ass than me deal with this heat right now because I was dying. So that's how the flight was for me, but we made it here. So I'm getting off the flight. I land. I'm like, finally, I'm in Paris. My sister is already at the hotel, so I'm going to go meet her there. I have a text from Ashton at 8 a.m. that says, oh, just getting back to the hotel. Here's the room number. My friend's sleeping over. I'm like, hello? Like, is there space for me in the bed? And she's like, yeah, just going to bed. And then my texts don't send to you anymore. Did your phone die?
I don't know. Maybe.
But like, what did you do that night? Why were you out until 8 a.m.?
I met up with my friends who were studying abroad here. We went to a really fun dinner. And then we're like, we're going to go to Lark after. Like, it's this cool club. Apparently, Quavo's going to be there. So we were like drinking at dinner. And I had ordered myself a dirty martini. And I don't think I'm allowed to drink dirty martinis anymore. Because the last time I did, I lost my phone in Ibiza. So
yeah, Ashton's first night in Ibiza, she lost her. I'm like, hey, Ashton, how is it? None of my texts are going through. I'm like, my mom's like, she lost her phone.
Yeah. So I don't think I'm allowed to drink dirty martinis anymore because I think I had like 3 at dinner. And then everyone's like, let's take shots before we go. So we were like, okay. And then we did that. And then we went. Literally, the restaurant was across the street from the club. So then we just walked across the street. We met up with some people and we went in. We were only there for like an hour. And then we went to another club and we were there for a while. And then that's when things took a turn because I don't remember leaving this club. And then we somehow ended up in another club, which I don't even know how I got into. People were like, yeah, everyone was getting denied from there. Like,
wait, so you went to 4 clubs?
Yes.
Wow.
I did. I don't remember getting in or leaving, really. And then all of a sudden, I'm at like some sketchy ass place at like 6 a.m. And okay. I was like, that's when like reality set in. And I like looked at my friend, and it was just me and my friend left. We started off with like 8 people.
Dad's gonna like book you a flight home after hearing this.
I know. My phone said like 6:30, and I was like, okay, we have to go now. Just me and the one friend.
The sun is coming up.
And she was like, should we walk back to the hotel? It's pretty close. And I was like, okay, yeah. It was not close. It was a 40-minute walk in heels. And I saw the sun come up. And at that point, I was questioning reality. And yeah, it was not a great next day. I think I slept all day.
Flash forward to that night. We decide to go out together. I come to meet Ashton at this restaurant. I don't get there till like 1 a.m. And then we were like, okay, let's go out. We go to this other club, and Paris is kind of like Miami. Like, everything starts really late, which I find is cool. Like, everyone's like going to dinner at 10 p.m. I'm like, this is perfect for me. But the problem is with this time difference. During the day, I'm so tired because it's like 8 a.m. at home, and then it hits 1 a.m. and I'm like, good morning, I'm ready to go. So like going out here has been dangerous for me because you're like drinking, I have tequila shots, I'm getting my second wind of the day, I'm waking up in the morning, I'm like, this is perfect. We go out, and at first we were actually like, we should go home. Like, yeah, we were at this one club and we had one drink.
Yeah, we were just kind of like standing there like,
and I was like, you know what, it's really crowded, like we have a lot to do tomorrow, I'm tired, like I just got off the flight a few hours ago, like we should probably go to bed. So then we couldn't get an Uber because there was no service. So while we were waiting for our phones to load, we were like, we should just get another drink.
Naturally.
And I think we had a shot as well.
Yeah, we did.
And then, you know, our Uber's loading. It's like 2 minutes away. We finished our shots and our drink. I'm like, this is perfect. Like, two drinks. We're ready to go home. And we run into these girls. And I love you guys. You guys are the best. This is all thanks to you that we had a great night, because they were like, hey, Alex. And I was like, yeah. And they're like, oh my God, like, we love you. We love your podcast. We love your TikTok. And they were French girls, and they were so cool and so nice. And they were like, the French girlies love you. I was like, oh my God, they had the coolest accents. They were beautiful. And I was like, hi, nice to meet you. And she was like, my husband is DJing right now. Like, do you want to come in the DJ booth with us?
The DJ booth.
Oh, no.
Girls go crazy for the DJ booth.
I always end up in the DJ booth. I need to get out of there. So we were like, yeah. I cancel my Uber. We're trudging towards the beloved DJ booth. But you know what? I haven't been in a DJ booth in Paris, so we had to. And we get back there. And these girls are going crazy. They're like, let's take shots, we're drinking like vodka. And something they did, which I don't know if this is a thing here or if we were just getting like duped or whatever, but they were like, oh yeah, we're just having this drink, like vodka pure. And I was like, oh, like, is that a brand of vodka? Like, okay, sip sip sip. And I'm like, this is really strong. And they're like, yeah, vodka pure, like it's just vodka. They just poured me, I have a photo, they just poured me a glass of vodka with ice. Vodka. I was like,
vodka.
Do I say it like that?
Yeah, vodka.
Vodka. Whatever. Then we're having these vodka.
Vodka. Why do you say it like that?
Vodka. I don't know. So we're having these vodka. That's weirder.
Vodka.
Whatever. We're in the DJ booth. We're having these vodka drinks. And now I can't say it. Whatever. We're having these drinks. And we had a great night with them. We were having so much fun. I end up going to the bar. And do you remember when I gave the wrong card?
Oh, that was so funny.
So we go to the bartender, and I'm like trying to order a drink because I can't have any more of these vodka pures or I'm going to be vodka passed out on the floor. So I hand him my card at the bar, and he's like, oh, no. And I was like, oh, yes, like it should work, like it's fine. He's like, oh, no, no, no. And I was like, wait, what is it? Because like, is this like a US dollar problem? Like, what's happening right now? Like, do I need euros? Do they need cash? And he's like, no, no. And I like take the card back and I look at it, and it's a wooden rectangle, and it's our hotel key room card.
No, he shined his phone. He whips out his phone to shine his own flashlight on the card because she was like, no, like, take it, take it.
And it was our hotel card, so no wonder we couldn't charge. I'm like, room service? We get back to the hotel room. I don't know for what reason, like, Ashton went up before me. We ended up staying out till like 4:30-ish, 5. Ashton goes up, and like, I think I went to go get another room key.
Yeah,
because
where were
I'm
you?
Handing them out like credit cards over at the bar. And I go to the elevator, and it says like 4. So I'm like, perfect. Floor four. And I click 4. It takes me to this elevator. I don't think anything about it. And I start going down. And I'm like, wait a minute. We're going up. You know, like, we're supposed to be going up. And I hit -4, which, whoops, I didn't know. That's like very confusing for me.
Oh, so
I didn't
confusing.
See the little minus sign before I hit the 4. I go down to the dungeon of this hotel in Paris. I get out and I'm like, oh, okay. Back to the lobby, like hitting the lobby button. It's not working. Not at all. I'm using my room key. Nothing. So I'm stuck in this dungeon, down in this basement. And I'm like, oh my God. At this point, my phone dies. I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna sleep in the dungeon of this hotel in Paris. I'm bawling my eyes out. I'm like,
you're so dramatic.
Would you have been happy down there?
Well, I mean, it's like just downstairs at the hotel.
No, you don't understand. There was nothing down there. It wasn't like downstairs, like there was like staff stuff there. It was nothing, like a little white room. I was like, is this how they trap people? Like, oh my God, they definitely do this to drunk girls and take them down here.
Like, Taken.
Yes. So I turn the corner and I see stairs. So I'm like, okay, we can just take the stairs up. We can just go up to the regular fourth floor. I go up one flight of stairs, I go up another, and there's a door that says like an exit door to the street. So I'm like, okay, let me just like press on that door. And it doesn't like open all the way. There's like a lock. So it like presses. I can like see the street of Paris, but I can't get out there. So I was like, oh my God. Okay. So at this point, I'm really freaking out. And like, I just want to call Ashton. Ashton's probably sound asleep. She's ordering room service. She's like, oh, I don't care. Where's Alex? So I keep going. I'm like up another flight of stairs. And I take a turn. All of a sudden, I'm in the spa of the hotel. And I'm like, hello? Like, obviously, it's the middle of the night. No one's in the spa. I see, like, the saunas. I see the gymnasium. I'm like, what is going on right now? And then I take a left. I take a right. I was making roundabouts. I'm sorry. Am I boring you?
Oh, no. Sorry.
I'm taking a left. I'm taking a right. I'm going roundabouts in the gym and the spa. I get to, like, a front desk. I go out. I see another elevator. I'm like, please, dear Lord, have this elevator take me up to the fourth floor. It led me to the lobby. Then I got to go to the regular elevators. And I got to the room. I was shaking. Like, you know when you're just so scared, like, after you, like, hit something with your car and you're like, oh, no.
After you casually hit something with your car.
So, finally, we get back to the room. We have a room service. And then we're kind of up all night because I have this energy. I just, you know, escaped from the dungeons in Paris. I'm, like, thrilled. I'm having my vodka pures. I'm, like, I am full of life right now. I'm FaceTiming everyone on my contact list. And we're up until, like, 7 a.m. again. So the next morning, I had something to do. I think I had something to post. And, like, my agent is, like, banging on my door. Like, banging on the hotel door. I don't think my phone was plugged in. I wasn't answering anyone. I was, like, sound asleep. It's 3 p.m. She's, like, bang, 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 bang. And I wake up. And I come out. And she's, like, Alex, like, you have so much to do. Like, you have to be ready in an hour. And I'm, like, what is going on right now? So that's how I was woken up the next day. And we went out again the next night. We had a lot of fun. And let me tell you, I know I kind of shit on New York Fashion Week, but Paris Fashion Week is much better, and the after parties are actually fun. We went to a Valentino after party, and I was having the time of my life. Like, I thought it was so cool.
I thought it was so
cool. Everyone
was
having fun. Like, I feel like in New York, everyone was, like, miserable, and, like, everyone here is just, like, fun and cool and fresh and funky, and I was having a great time.
People are, like, actually fashionable here. And, like, it's, like, intimidating.
Everyone's really cool and, like,
just, like,
knows all the fashion and, like, stuff. And I don't know anything.
I want to be them.
Yeah. We also saw, who did we see?
Dan Humphrey.
We saw Dan Humphrey at one of the parties, and I was just freaking out. Like, I feel like I don't really fangirl.
No. Me and Alex, like, looked at each other. I was like, do you
but
see
I
him?
Feel like he's a gossip girl. I'm like, Dan Humphrey. So, like,
and then
Imagine we're at this party. We're
it's sitting like red down. Lights. Every club here, by the way, is red lights. Just red lights. There's no normal lights.
And I'm like, oh my God, Ashton, Ducey, Dan Humphrey. All of a sudden, the Gossip Girl song starts playing. And
we,
I was like,
we were like, do you hear the Gossip Girl song? We were like such little geeks. We were
freaking out. I was like, oh my God. And then I like saw him and I was like trying to like sip my drink and like be, you know, like nonchalant. I was like, yeah, like maybe he'll come over. Like,
yeah,
I'm Serena Vanderwoods and maybe he'll come over to me and like just like say hi. And I'm like sipping my drink and I like forgot to like close my mouth, I think. And just like my drink. When I tell you, I basically just went like this and like poured my drink on my face, like dripping down my neck. I was like, what is going on right now? So
way to be hot, Alex.
Then we went to another party. Then we went home. You know, we've just been up really late every night, but we have been having a lot of fun. So right now I'm getting ready to go to the Miu Miu show for Paris Fashion Week. So I'm going to show you guys a little bit of behind the scenes of me like getting ready and getting dressed. Let's go. This episode is brought to you by Azo. Let's be real for a second here. There is nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to women's intimate health issues. I feel like a lot of the times girls just feel judgment or they don't want to talk about it or don't want to get the help that they need. And this is a no judgment zone here. Treating and caring for your intimate health issues is totally normal and should be treated as such. It's not a dirty word or something to be ashamed of. Azo is the brand that quite literally goes there, helping women with their UTIs, vaginal issues, and more. Visit azoproducts.com for vaginal and urinary products and resources, and save 20% with the code PODCAST. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. This episode is brought to you by eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. So look for the blue check mark next to the thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Tap the banner to learn more.
Can I have your credit card?
Can you have my credit card?
Yeah.
For the massage?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Sure. You said you would pay for it.
Sure.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir, bitches. We are back. I went to the Miu Miu show. Ashton took my credit card and went to the Ritz-Carlton and got herself a massage for an hour and a half. So that was cool of you to do.
I deserved it.
Yeah, whatever. Ashton has been studying abroad in Florence for the past month and a half. And she is loving it. She goes to Tulane regularly for school, but she's studying abroad right now, and I feel like I need to hear about your experience because I was supposed to go abroad and I dropped out a week and a half before.
Yeah.
So how are you liking it?
I love it. Like, I don't want to go back to America. I don't know. Everything's just so amazing.
Everything in Europe is better.
It's so much better.
Like,
it's
Americans, first of all, we need to get our shit together.
I mean, not Paris, but like Italy, everything's so much cheaper, and I don't know, it's just better. Like, the food's better. It's not all preservatives and all that stuff. The only thing is I never have any euros with me, which is kind of a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get your euros up, girl.
Get your euros.
So what is like different than you expected?
Okay, well, you know, like, everyone says this, like, everywhere you go, they're like, oh, it's not safe, like, blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah,
you might get some things stolen. Like, yeah, but like, we grew up like near New York, like,
yeah,
that we've heard that before. It's true. So one night, me and my friend Alyssa, who also goes to Tulane with me, we got drinks with a friend and we were walking home after, and we saw a McDonald's on the way home, and we're like, oh my gosh, we haven't had European McDonald's yet, so we're like, let's go. And as we were in there, we're just ordering, and we're like, oh, like, I kind of, it was also like 2 a.m I think. Okay. But we were kind of like, oh, like, this is the one by the train station. We heard it was a little sus in this area at night. So we're like, okay, like, whatever, though. So we got our McDonald's to go, and we were just walking home, just, like, talking, like, me and her walking down the street.
all of a sudden, Alyssa's to the left of me. I look to my left, and there's this creepy little man. He's, like, behind her with, like, his hands around her neck like this. Yeah. And she's just, like, silent. And I'm like, hey, hey. Like, I didn't even know what to do.
There's no way. You're always so quiet.
And no, I was like, hey, like, at the top of my lungs. And then all of a sudden, he was gone. And I was like, what just happened? Did he just grab your neck? And she was like, oh, my God, he took my necklace off of me. And it was, like, it happened within, like, 0.5 seconds. Like, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I heard they're really and quick with the
literally
jewelry.
He just, we turned around and he was gone down the street and made like a turn like so quickly. And Alyssa's like, it was fake, bitch. And I was like, oh, thank God it was fake. She was like, it wasn't. And I was like, oh shit.
Oh man.
She had like this gold chain on from her grandma. I felt really bad.
That sucks. But yeah.
Yeah, so it's real. Just thank God like he didn't like try to like hurt us or anything.
Yeah. How do you think the guys are compared in Europe? Or like Italy compared to America?
First of all, I think they're hotter.
Yeah.
But they're much more like forward.
Yes.
And I kind of like it because no guys at home like come up to me and I'm like, am I ugly?
When I went to Greece this past May, all the guys like they're just so flirty. And I was like, this is kind of great. Like you're walking and they're just like, hey, sexy mama. I'm like, oh my God, hype me up. They're very forward and it's very nice.
No, some of them are definitely a little aggressive though. So like the first night I like went out like clubbing in Florence. I mean, this isn't really a story. It's just like a scenario. I like three men tried to kiss me.
And wow.
No, but like old men, like not in a cute way, in like a gross way. So that's also like the bad part of the Europeans.
I kissed an old man when I was in Greece this year.
And like, no, but like when like this one guy tried to kiss me and I was like, ew, no, like get away from me. He was like, what? He was like so offended. I was like, we've been talking for a total of 5 seconds. And he was just like, I was like, no. And then I got asked out on like 3 dates my first week being there, also by creepy old men. So like it doesn't really
killing it.
It doesn't really count though when they're creepy old men, you know?
Not really, but
they're very forward.
The guys are definitely more attractive, I would say.
Oh,
in
yes.
Europe, and they have such better style.
Oh, yes.
And they know how to flirt.
Mm-hmm.
They're just more suave.
More suave.
Over here.
Yeah.
I remember in May, I was posting on TikTok that, like, I had a bucket list with my friends when we were in Europe. And on the bucket list, but it was kind of like predictions, like, of what we thought would happen or who we thought would do what. It was like, Alex is going to kiss someone over the age of 40.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I fell in love with this Greek man.
Man? You mean grandpa?
He was like 45. That's not bad.
Dad's like 45.
Dad, turn off the podcast. It's not that bad. Anywho, he was so cute. And we just had a little kiss at...
A little kiss.
A little kiss at the restaurant. He owned it.
Oh.
And, you know, he kept sending bottles of champagne. And
oh,
I was
good.
Like,
I was going to say, did you get free drinks out of this?
Yeah. I had to say thank you. But yeah, that's how the men are over here. Just better. Okay. Could we get 2 Aperol Spritz?
Sure.
And some spicy edamame.
Spicy edamame.
And some maki rolls.
Maki rolls.
And some salmon sushi.
And salmon sushi.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I was signed up to go abroad 2 weeks before. I started getting really bad, like, just a bad feeling in my stomach. It was like a gut feeling. Like, you know what? It just, I don't know how to explain it. I just didn't feel right. I was crying. I was like, I can't go. And I wanted to go my whole life. So I didn't understand. But I was like, I cannot go. Ends up, I don't go. That semester was my spring semester, my junior year. And that's where I like hunted down on like managements and was like, I want to find a manager and I want to like start trying to monetize off social media. And every single management company turns me down. They're like, no, you don't have enough followers. No, that's not happening. Like, no, sorry, we're too full right now. Like, that's what they all would say to me. And I was like, I'm not giving up. I really, really want to find one. So, what? Is there a parade?
I don't know. There's always like fun little tunes playing in the streets. I love it.
Anywho, finally, I find this one girl and she was like, yes, I'll sign you. I'll start working with you. And then that's where like my social media start came from in terms of like making money. And I was like, oh, I can do this as a job. And I didn't have like, I didn't have really a lot of followers at the time, but I had enough to make money. And I was like, you know what, if I have these followers, like I should try and monetize off of it. And it's so crazy because that manager, her name is Lexi. She is so sweet. She like really helped me that summer. I would like ask her all the time because I was like, I really, really want to take this seriously. And I really want to like do well at social media. So I would ask her to give me critiques on my social media and like what she thinks I could do more. And she was like, you have to show more of your personality. Like you have to talk. And so I would try and incorporate that into my posts. And that's the summer I ended up like blowing up and starting to gain followers at the time. But I just feel like I wouldn't be here today if I had gone abroad.
Wait, that's really cute. I didn't know that about Lexi.
Yeah.
That she like gave you all that advice.
Yeah,
to be more.
She was so sweet and aww, so supportive. And love you, Lexi. I don't know. I think everything happens for a reason.
Definitely. Me, on the other hand, if I didn't go abroad.
Yeah. I was in a dark hole this summer.
Oh, I didn't go out. I like stayed in my room all summer. My dad would call me every day being like, are you depressed? Are you okay? And I was like, yeah, but like not
Mom
really.
My dad would call me every day and they're like, what's wrong with Ashton? I was like, she just needs to get out of
I was like,
the
I
house.
Just need
like,
to
she needs to get
leave.
Out of here.
Yeah, and look at me now.
And now she's killing it.
And now I'm the happiest little turn up in the plant.
What?
I don't know. Ignore that.
I need a drink.
I was invited to a bondage party in Munich.
What?
Yeah.
What is it? Like bondage? Like
BDSM, like...
Like, what does that party mean? You just wear that?
I'm pretty sure, like, everyone just, like, does, like, freaky shit together at the party. And, okay, I was actually in a DJ booth.
It always starts in a DJ booth.
It
Get
always
us out of
starts
there.
In a DJ booth. So, I was in Munich, and it was about 5 a.m., and I was, you know, in the DJ booth. And I guess this guy was talking to my friend Lily, and he was like, oh, like, she's... studying in Italy. And he was like, oh, like I'm from Italy. And he's like, you're from Italy? I was like, no, I'm from America. And he was like, oh, you're an American girl. And I was like, yeah. He's like, I heard American girls are wild. And I was like, yeah, not really. He's like, you heard of
yeah, no.
I was like, no. And he was like, well, I actually, when he first said this, I was like, yeah, I've heard of that, because I thought he said you heard of Von Dutch, because he had an accent. So I thought he was talking about the brand Von Dutch. He's like, I'm having a Von Dutch party. And I was like, that's so cool.
But what was he having?
A bondage party.
Oh, he's a bondage.
And he was like, I got it like the second time he said it. He was like, yeah, freaky American girls. And I was like, wait, bondage? And he was like, bondage. And I was like, oh, no. And he was like, oh, like, I thought the girls were crazy. You're not crazy from America? I was like, no, 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 no. And I was like, I'm so scared. So yeah, I almost went to a bondage party. Because I thought it was for Von Dutch.
Ashton's working with Von Dutch now.
I was like, cool, I'm getting invited to a fashion party.
The fashion parties are a lot better though
here
in Europe than opposed to in New York. Everyone's just like free flowing, free spirited here. Everyone's cooler and like they're just letting loose, having fun. I feel like New York was like more like stuck up weirdly, because like I feel like the people here are more.
Wait, I feel like I haven't been to a New York fashion party. But I feel like everyone in New York is, like, worried about, like, what everyone around them is, like, thinking or seeing or saying about
them. Yeah, I feel like
them.
The people here just, like, are really cool and they know
and,
they're really cool.
And
so
they're
like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, everyone's just so cool here.
I'm like, moving.
I'm
Goodbye,
moving
because
I want to be cool
Goodbye,
like
New
this.
Jersey.
Goodbye, America.
And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ashton is about to head to the airport in a little bit, so I'm going to miss her. It's honestly really sad. We're, like, the best of friends, and we're so opposite, but it just works.
Yeah, that's what's, like, fun about it, though. Like, if we were so similar, we'd probably get bored of each other.
Yeah, and you know what I say about Ashton is she's so similar to Kristen, who's my best friend, because you're both very, like,
I miss Kristen.
Sweet and, like, I don't know, like... like not slow but soft
like
and
calm.
Pure and kind, and I don't know, I feel like I'm so
I feel like me and Kristen just like get each
know,
other
high strung, and you guys are just like low-key chilling and like just so sweet and cool. And I don't know, it's funny how I think that I looked for Ashton in a best friend, because Ashton obviously is my best friend, but another best friend outside of my sister is just like the same vibe as you. And I'm like, it's just funny that I have attracted to the same type.
I think it's funny too, like some of my friends that I just like am deeply bonded with, like Ava and Lily, like they're both just like my
crazy,
two
like
my
me.
Crazy friends that like bring out the fun side of me and like kind of force me to like be a little more cuckoo.
Yeah, opposites attract. I feel like whenever I go to these type of events or trips or places though, I always need someone who like feels like home to me.
Yeah, I would be so scared to do this alone.
Okay, well, I guess that's all for the sisters' trip to Paris.
Is
I'm going to miss you.
Oh, no.
Don't leave me.
Wait. Can we stay in Paris?
No. I have to go home to tailgate with all my friends. I'm going back to the UMiami frat parties, and I'm so excited.
Are you actually?
It's alumni weekend, so it's allowed.
You fucking loser.
Okay, sorry. I like my school.
Are you coming to Mardi Gras this year?
Maybe. Oh, maybe I'll come to Mardi Gras.
You should.
Love you.
I have a house now. Love you, too.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir. Au revoir.
Merci.
Ashton, clear your fucking throat. What is with you?
I'm
disgustingness.
I've been ill for weeks.
All right. That's all for Alex and Ashton in Paris. I'm really going to miss you.
I know. This was such a fun weekend. I'm going to miss you, too.
I love you so much.
I love you more. See you in London?
Maybe I'll come to London. We'll see. I might be back in Europe soon, which means we're all going to be back in Europe because Hot Mess is officially traveling with me everywhere. And I'm so happy for you guys to meet everyone and meet Ashton.
Yay! Thanks for having me.
Love you.
Love you. The fuck?
Ew. Now it is time to get real with me. In this segment, I'm going to be doing my skincare routine while I tell you guys what has been going on behind the posts of my social media. Oh my gosh, I am kind of very unwell today. It has been a long week for me. I feel like basically since Paris, I've been on a little bit of a bender, and I think it's taken a toll on Big Al. I need a break. When I was coming back from Paris, I posted a TikTok that NFL man had picked me up from the airport. He had a cardboard sign, he had flowers, he was wearing a suit, and everyone was like, what's going on here? NFL man and I have this kind of inside joke with picking up each other from the airport. The first time one of us went to get the other one was I was picking him up. This was like probably a few months ago, and I wanted to embarrass him because I just thought that would be fun. So I showed up to the airport with like a sign taped to my car that said NFL man's name. And I brought flowers, like I did this whole thing, and he wasn't embarrassed by it. He was like loving it. He thought it was so funny. So we basically have just like gone back and forth with this. And he was like, you know, I'm going to come get you from the airport with like a sign and a suit. And I was like, okay, like there's no way he's really going to like dress up and wear a suit. I walk out, and this is like the international area pickup because it was an international flight. And he's standing there. I almost walked right past him. I have a video of me like walking by because someone else took it. And then I look and I see him. And he's standing there with a sign that says Mrs. NFL man with flowers in a suit. I was dying. I was like, I wasn't embarrassed. It was very sweet. But I was like, oh my gosh, like we need to get out of here. Because you would have thought that like, I don't know, something serious and crazy was going on. And it wasn't. It's just like kind of our inside joke, but also really nice. He came all the way up into the airport, like right after I got out of the baggage claim. And I don't know how he got up there. He like parked his car and everything. He was like, I was just following like the other drivers that were picking people up. I was like, okay, thank you. And it was really sweet. But that's kind of the behind the scenes of how NFL man ended up at the airport in a suit. And then after this, I get home and all of my college best friends come for alumni weekend. So I just spent the past few days with them. We have been going out nonstop every night like we were back in college. Honestly, it's like reminded me that college, I need to be done with it. We need to move on because I cannot be living this lifestyle anymore. It's so much like unhealthier. And I was just like, oh my, this is bad. So no more college for me. But we did film our whole alumni weekend going to the tailgates at UMiami for Hot Mess. We literally brought cameras to the fraternity parties, to the tailgate, and I was like, obviously I need to bring you guys with me for this. So that will be all of next week's episode. You guys are gonna freak out when you see this because, oh my God, it was insane and I had way too much fun at the tailgate. I shouldn't have gone. Kristen had to rip me out of there. I was like, I want to stay. She was like, no, Alex, like, you really need to get out of here. Like, it's time to go home. It's time to wrap it up. My doctor told me that she thinks I might need to go back on Accutane, which I just don't understand because this would be my fourth time on Accutane. I'm like, what does this drug have against me? Like, it's supposed to take it one time. It clears your skin for life. Like, what's wrong with me? So I'm getting that all fixed right now. Hopefully we are like doing a bunch of blood tests because I'm like, something has to be wrong. Like, I'm going to go get like a food test. I'm testing my hormone levels. I don't know what's going on over here. The crazy thing is I need to go pack right now because I'm getting on a flight to go to Ohio. It's been a long week. I will see you guys next Thursday. Bye.
Alex, cooch is out. You can't bend over like that.
Welcome to episode 3 of Hot Mess with Alex Earle.
Wait, I thought it was episode 4.
Oh, you're so true.